Stop 3. St Thomas's Tower and Traitor's Gate. After William of Normandy, better known as William the Conqueror, invaded England in 1066, he started building a castle on this site. The imposing medieval tower in front of you is a water gate built of stone, timber and brick called St Thomas's Tower. King Edward I built it as part of a huge new outer ring of defences he added in the 1270s. It was the state entrance for the royal barge and houses royal apartments. It's an oblong, two-storey structure that originally projected out into the river. It has four solid corner turrets with crenellated tops and narrow window slits called arrow loops for archers to fire through. The upper storey was refaced in the 16th century by Henry VIII. It has decorative red brickwork and three projecting bay windows known as oriel windows. Below St Thomas's Tower is Traitor's Gate, and for some people entering here would have been a terrifying experience. Traitor's Gate is a broad, pale stone archway about 18 metres wide, surrounded by a basin containing shallow, rippling water for most of the year. Beyond this is a smaller arch with barred gates, originally a water gate to the river but now blocked off by the wharf. The Tower of London was built as a fortress and was ideally suited for its more fearsome role as a prison. And as a prison, it needed jailers. The Yeoman Warders, or Beefeaters, have been guarding the Tower of London and its prisoners since the 1480s and still have duties on site. Today, all Yeoman Warders are ex-servicemen or women from the armed forces. They must have at least 22 years of military service and have been awarded the Long Service and Good Conduct Medal. Their uniforms hark back to Tudor times. They wear belted, knee-length tunics over breeches or trousers, navy with scarlet detailing on most days, but bright scarlet with gold on special occasions. The uniform is decorated with richly embroidered emblems and the royal cipher. They have stiff, dark blue hats called Tudor bonnets that look like roomy top hats with a wide crown. On special occasions, their bonnet is black with a red, white and blue hat band.